From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A hurricane warning has been issued for a section of Texas's Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Harvey approaches. The storm's maximum sustained winds are nearly 75 kilometers per hour, but the Hurricane Center in the U.S. says Harvey's expected to strengthen to a hurricane by Friday, when it is expected to approach the southern Texas coast. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Thursday during a visit to Ukraine that the Trump administration was actively reviewing whether to provide lethal defensive weapons to the war-torn country. VOA State Department correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Ukrainians in general have wanted more and more support with even lethal weapons. The problem with it on the United States side, however, is that there are two camps, essentially. There's the one camp that feels like it is morally right to provide Ukrainians with the tools that they need to support themselves and protect themselves from what is clearly determined by many is Russian aggression. There is another camp, however, that acknowledges this point, but then worries that providing such weapons would provoke Russia and escalate the conflict further, causing even more Ukrainians to die. So it puts the United States in a very difficult position.
Well, the previous U.S. administration held the view that sales of defensive lethal weapons to Ukraine would unnecessarily provoke Russia. The Trump administration officials have reopened consideration of the previously rejected plan. Stocks retreated on Wednesday and gave back some of their gains from a day earlier when the Standard & Poor's 500 index had one of its best years. You're listening to VOA.